Daily Devotion with Pastor Paula for March 11th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5, The Triumph of Christ, Overcoming the Struggle Between Sinful Nature and the Spirit. Previously, we heard from John, who reflected on the common perception that the commandments are burdensome, contrasting that with John's teaching that the laws of God are not a burden. We heard the idea that the commandments, often viewed as laws, reveal a path of understanding God's love. John then connects the commandments with the concept of love, emphasizing that obeying them is the key to expressing and understanding this love that comes from God. The reflection underscores how the commandments guide individuals in relationships both with God and with others, which illustrates God's love and provides a framework for us to reflect that love that we first receive from God to those around us. Ultimately, the message is that, contrary to popular belief, the Ten Commandments are not a burden, but a pathway to understanding and demonstrating God's love. So let's continue with John from 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. As we heard yesterday, the Ten Commandments are not a burden, but our sinful nature rebels against these commandments. And our sinful nature rebels against all authority. We talked about this before, the ongoing struggle between our sinful nature and the Holy Spirit within us. John addresses this struggle in this verse. John names that if we've been born of God, that is, we've been baptized, we receive the victory that Christ has accomplished for us when he dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. We receive that victory, of course, through holy baptism. At God's command and promise, water is applied to us, and we are declared children of God. We receive the victory that comes to us from the cross. Amen. But Jesus does more than just forgive us our sins. He defeats sin, death, and the devil. And that is exactly what we're struggling with, because our sinful nature wants to be attached again to the devil, so to speak. So Jesus, who defeated the devil, who is stronger than the devil, is our only answer. So in our lives, as we see that struggle between our sinful nature and the Holy Spirit, we may give up. But God says, don't give up. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Because our sinful nature is strong, but the Holy Spirit is stronger. Remember, Jesus defeated sin, death, and the devil for you and all people in this world. As the Bible reminds us, he who is in you, referring to the Holy Spirit, is stronger than the spirit of the world. So this should give us encouragement as Christians that we should continue to keep our eyes focused on Jesus, realizing he has defeated sin, death, and the devil. And as we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, we can push down those sinful impulses because of the victory that Christ gives us. You see, Jesus does not want us to be enslaved to sin. Instead, he wants to free us. And Jesus has freed us as he dies on the cross. And he gives us that victory so that we can say no to sin. Yes, there are going to be times we're still going to trip and fall, but we look to Jesus as the one who forgives us all those many times and gives us peace and strength through the forgiveness of sins. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.